Tonight's contest is between the Wayne Falcons and the Murray Mustangs, and it's the home opener for Murray and the road opener for Wayne after opening up successfully last week. Wayne Falcons are here for the third time in less than 12 months tonight, taking on the Mustangs. This is non-district action. The two teams split 25-point decisions last season, with Murray winning in week four, and Wayne avenging the loss with an electric 82-point outburst in round one of the playoffs. In that game, Clayton Kiefer had 438 all-purpose yards and just 35 touches. That's not even counting a 40-yard pick six and another interception as well. Kiefer had went over 3,000 rushing yards for his career, and Wayne came away with a 50-13 rout of Ankeny Christian Academy in the opening game ever for the Sealing Athletic Complex, Epperly Field. And the Falcons got the game in under control early, got into continuous clock mode halfway through the second quarter, coasted to their first win of the season. Plenty of room for improvement, however, as head coach Bart Elliott points to the need for better special teams play after giving up two touchdowns on kick returns. Defense was stout, giving up just 87 yards total offense. And the offense was efficient, albeit conservative, keeping the ball on the ground in very muddy conditions, racking up 271 yards total offense. And Murray had quite a different night last week against Mormon Trail in Humiston. The Mustangs could only muster 63 total yards while giving up 277 en route to a 34-point shutout loss. Look for senior Matthew Barnes to make an immediate impact in his return from a one-game suspension after being ejected the last fall in the playoffs. We are about less than 5 minutes from the start of the game, and we got your Cordon State Bank starting lineups. The Murray Mustangs ready to be introduced. They have a new head football coach, Taylor Fulton. And number 10, Matthew Rockhold, is a 5'10 senior. Number 17, sophomore Dustin Tees. Senior number 20, Matthew Barnes. He's a captain. Junior Zabe Hatfield, number 21. Jack Jones, a 5'10", 165 sophomore who does pretty much everything for him. Mason Simmons is 5'11", 160 senior. Ben Rockhold is a 5'10", 168 senior. And Fisher Decker is 5'10", 170. Cordon State Bank starting lineups brought to you by Cordon State Bank. For the Falcons, the defense was introduced, and we have, of course, number 10, Clayton Kiefer, his brother number 3, Carson Kiefer, number 5, junior Keaton Nickel, and number 21, Ridge Downard, 24, Blake Baker, number 45, Tate Van Dyne, number 60, Kyle Andrews. Your Cordon State Bank starting lineups for the Falcons. We're 3 minutes away from kickoff, and this and all games all season being brought to you by our wonderful sponsors. Wish you to share your patronage with them. Allerton Lumber Company, Chambers and Ralph Law Firm, Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Cordon, Rod's Auto, Great Western Bank, the Cordon Hy-Vee, Shivers Manufacturing, Copy Plus U.S. Cellular, the Cordon State Bank, Chambers Auction and Appraisal, Middlebrook Amoco, and the Naughty Rock Motel. Captains meeting at the center field for the handshakes. And we have Carson Ridge Clayton and Blade Baker for the Falcons. And for the Falcons, it's Barnes, Rockhold, Simmons, and Rockle for the Murray Mustangs, 0-1. And Murray looking to get their first points. Wayne wins the toss, elects to receive. They will be moving from left to right. And we are just moments away from the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff to begin this non-district play. And again, non-district it means that this game will not figure into the playoff picture in eight-player District 6 action for the Falcons. They will begin in earnest their season next week at home at Epperly Field against the Moravia Mohawks, I believe. Moravia at home next week to begin the district part of the season. And the Falcon kick return team is lining up. Baker, Andrews, and it's good to see Nick Matley back in action. Keaton Nickel up front. And Ridge Downard, Carson Keeper. No, sorry, Ridge Downard and Trevor Wilson in the middle, deep for the Falcons. Number 10, Clayton Keeper. Number 3, Carson Keeper. And we are set to go. Kicking off, number 14, Quentin Seep. Oh, sorry, 44, Brandon Short, the kicker. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff is about to happen. Wayne moving again from left to right. And Murray kicks it. It's deep. Keeper fields it at the 2. He's heading up the left side. Got, has a block. Gets a seam. Now he's got a, he's across the 30, 35, pushed out of bounds at the Falcon sideline. Pushed out of bounds by Short, the kicker, at the Wayne 35. So a 33-yard kickoff return to open the game for Clayton Keeper, and the Falcons are in play at their own 35. Trips to the right. No one behind Trent Moore. Takes the snap under center, throws a quick slant to Downard, incomplete. Intended for Downard. He was about 5 yards in front of the line of scrimmage, but incomplete, and it's second and 10, 11:48 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless in Murray. Non-district action for these two eight-player teams that both made the playoffs a year ago. And a handoff going the other direction. Carson Keeper and tucks the ball in, gets across midfield and down to about the 36-yard line. Give him 8.5, 9 yards. I'll get 9. I like Carson. So from the Murray 36, Clayton comes out wide right. Carson, the only back behind Moore. And he gets the handoff, gets across the first down yardage, picks up almost 5 yards for Carson, and that'll be a Farm Bureau first down brought to you by your Farm Bureau agent, John Fry, in Corydon. Couple of carries for Carson. My pappy used to say, speak softly and carry a Carson Keeper with you. He was the big stick last week on defense. From the 31, Moore throws it, incomplete, intended for Downard. So second down now after the Farm Bureau first down. Second and 10, and we got Holman to the right, and Carson and Clayton behind Moore. Handoff is to Clayton on the left side. He has about 3-4 yards and brought down by, it looks like, Barnes. Give him 4. And the ball is on the Murray 27. It's third down, though. First carry for Clayton, 4 yard pickup. Pitches it back his way on the right side. He's got a blocker in front of him, spinning, getting away from everyone but Barnes, and is brought down near the 20-yard line, and that's going to be a Falcon. Farm Bureau first down. And the ball is at the 20. Eleven yards on two carries. A couple of first downs on the drive, and the Falcons are moving. They are at the 20, and a quick pitch up to the left side, complete to Holman, and he's down inside the 15, close to the 10. First completion for Moore. Give him 9 on the completion. Ball's at the 11. We're in the Rod's Auto red zone. Second down and short. Quick handoff. It's to Clayton trying the right side and Carson. Excuse me. And he gets down, give him 1, but he's just short of the first down. And it'll be 3rd and less than a yard. Clayton behind Trent. Pitches to Clayton, running to the left. He's got the first down. He's inside the 5, driving with his feet. He's inside the 5, but short of the goal line is Clayton Keeper. He'll be marked at the 4. Give him 6. First down, a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons, and Moore will take the snap. Hand off to Clayton up the middle. He will get into the end zone. Touchdown. Going, gone. Touchdown brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. That score comes at the 9-10 mark of the first quarter. And that's all on one drive. 21 yards for Clayton on the drive. Shotgun snap on the U.S. Cellular PAT attempt. Flag down in the end zone. Complete to Downard in the end zone. Let's see what the flag is. Everybody, Falcons are heading back to the sideline, so it's holding on the defense and negated or declined. And the U.S. Cellular Copy Plus PAT attempt is good for 2 points on the Moore to Downard pass to the right side. That's a mushy part of the field, I'm told. It looks like. So your score with 9-10 to go in the first quarter, Wayne 8, Murray 0, and the Falcons will come out for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Brought to you by the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm in Corydon. Great Western Bank reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. Downard set to kick it off. And we got numbers 5, 3, 6, and 7 on this side. That'd be Nickel, Carson, Wilson, and Matley. And the other side, Baker, can't tell. That kick is deep all the way to the goal line. Goes in for a touchback. That's a good kick. Touchback will come back to the 15, and Murray will start there, trailing Wayne 8-0 here in the first quarter. 9:09 now to go. Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. Fresh meat, veggies, produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Barnes in the gun. Sets him back in motion. Takes the handoff to him. Throws to the near side, and Clayton is right on that one. Bring him down for a loss. Flag down at the end of the play. Personal foul to the helmet against Wayne. Illegal blow to the head is the call, and that's a big 15-yarder. And a first down for Murray. And the ball is now at the Murray 30. And again, in motion, this time throwing it over the middle to a wide open receiver over the head of number 74, Fisher Decker. Incomplete. Wow, he had nobody in front of him inside the 30. Beautiful night in Murray, light breeze, cross breeze. 8:51 to go in the first quarter. It's Wayne 8, Murray 0. Baker covering the back in motion now. Empty backfield, and shovel pass is going to be incomplete. I think that's going to be ruled a pass. And that'll be third down for Murray at their own 30. Needing to get to the midfield stripe. Or just inside their 30, I guess. Zabe Hatfield comes in with a play. Jack Jones and Hatfield stay behind Barnes in the eye. Dropping straight back is Barnes under some pressure from Kyle Anders, getting out to the side. Downer dives at him. Can't get him, and three Falcons bring him down across the 35. It'll be fourth down. Gets out to, let's say, the 36. And it'll be fourth down for Murray. Big play coming up for the Falcon defense. Downard at nose guard, flanked by Van Dyne and Andrews. And it's a straight quarterback draw to the near side. He's going to have the first down and more inside to about the 35. Brought out of bounds by Baker and Keaton Nickel. But a pickup of 9 for Barnes on that one. And it's a Murray first down at the Falcon 35. And Barnes alone with Jones to his left and Hatfield to his right. Jones in motion. The snap is on the ground and under heavy pressure from Downer. Throws an interception. Picked off by Clayton Kiefer at the Falcon 38. The bad snap set that one off, and Downard was in the backfield putting some heavy pressure on Barnes. And Kiefer intercepts for the third time this year and runs it back 5 more yards. And the Falcons have it at the 36. With 7:50 to go in the first quarter, that's a Great Western Bank. Great play for the Falcons. Team defense there. Faking the handoff. Moore to throw it. Aiming for Downard again. Incomplete. Along the right side. Flag late. Very late. Just went down. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct call against the Falcons. And that'll march them back all the way to the 30 right in front of me. So from their own 30, it was after the play. The play counts, and so it's second down, 25 to go. Moore pitches it to Clayton on the left side, trying to get around to the outside. Gets across the 30, but he ain't going any farther than maybe the 32. Give him two to the 32. His third down for the Falcons. 7:15 to go. First quarter, Wayne 8, Murray 0. Non-district play here in Murray. And rolling to the right, Moore throws it upfield. Knocked away, intended for keeper. Dustin Tease knocks it away. And it'll be fourth and long for the Falcons. Downard will be back in punt formation. Construction service and supplies, small hand tools to lumber. Allard and Lumber Company has what you need for your next project. Stop in today, 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. The Downard punt, oh, and a Falcon goes down, is Tate Van Dyne. And then the ball hits a Murray player in the feet, and his teammate falls on it. Barnes jumps on it and retains possession. So no return on it, but ball be spotted at the 20. From their own 20, Murray will come put it into play. 6:53 to go in quarter number one, Wayne up 8-0. Back again in motion, a low snap at the feet, throwing it long. Nobody's there. 74 complete at the 40, being chased by Baker, but he will be caught. 60-yard touchdown pass, Fisher Decker. That comes at the 6:42 mark. Same play as earlier, only this time a better throw and a catch in stride by Decker. And Wayne leads 8-6 with the PAT attempt coming. First touchdown of the season against the Falcon defense comes at 6:42 in the first quarter. They line up for two. And under pressure, Kyle Andrews takes him down. No good on the PAT attempt. So, Wayne 8, Murray 6, 6:42 to go in quarter number one here in Murray. Brought to you in part by Middlebrook Amoco. Middlebrook Auto has proudly been serving the Cordon area for five generations. Stop by and see them on the southeast corner of the Cordon Square or give them a call 872-2118, 872-2118 for all your tire and automotive needs. Chambers Auction and Appraisal reminds you that true price discovery is available only at auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company is your full-service auction provider for all of Southern Iowa. Jared Chambers is a licensed real estate agent and auctioneer in Iowa with People's Company. Check out ChambersAuction.com or People'sCompany.com if you're looking to buy or sell a farm or other real estate. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Brandon Short to tee it up. Brought to you by Chambers and Ralph Law Firm in Corydon. Keepers are deep. Ball falls off the tee. We'll start that again. We've got Keaton Nickel, Kyle Andrews, Blade Baker, and Nick Matley on the at the midfield stripe for the Falcons. Downard and Trevor Wilson stand at the 20. And this is a kick that'll bounce once, fielded at the 4 by Clayton, coming up this way, brought down at the 25. Number 21-yard return there out to the 25, and the Falcons will start there. 6:37 to go, quarter number one. Stop in, see Trinity and Shelby at Copy Plus U.S. Cellular, located on the square in Corydon. Moore with the snap, handoff to Clayton to the left side. He's caught by the ankle and brought down to 30. Otherwise, that could have been big. He got out of that ankle tackle. He'd been gone, but he got a strong four on that one. Now they're giving him five. I'll give him five. From just shy of their own 30, the Falcons have second down. Moore hands off to Clayton, now off the right tackle. He busted up. First down yardage, flagged down on the play. Tackled across midfield. Holding is the call against Wayne. And will be marched off from the line of scrimmage. Second down now for the Falcons from their own 15, leading Murray 8-6 with under 6 to go in the first quarter. Fakes the handoff to Clayton, throwing it toward Ridge. Complete at the 35 and out across midfield. And looks like first down yardage for the Falcons to the Murray. 34. 26-yard pickup there. And that is a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. At the Murray 34. 5:25 to go in quarter number one. Hand off to Clayton. Times it, reads the right, the hole, busts it out to the left side inside the 25. Didn't get in a hurry. Wanted to get outside and just waited for the block to happen. Got him an extra few yards. Now the ball will be at the Murray 25. Give him 9. Hand off the other direction to Carson, and he looks at first down, spinning, fighting up the middle. He will go down, but have a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Tackled just outside the 20, and the Falcons are knocking on the Rods Auto red zone. Coming up to the line, Clayton, the only back behind Moore. Carson split out to the right. He's going to block out in front of his brother, and he helps him flag down on the play. Carson inside the 15. I think they may get Carson on a hold on this one. Holding is the call. The second big gain, or not big, but second pretty good gain for Clayton. Again, negated. Ball is back at the 30. So from the Murray 30, Wayne has the ball, first down. Shotgun, flag down, stopping the play. Wow, penalty after penalty, and they have all been against Wayne. Four 12 to go in the quarter. Penalties didn't stop the clock, I see. And the shotgun, Moore looking to throw it deep. He's got a good spiral into the corner and unable to bring it in is Shea Hillman. Second down now for Wayne with 4 minutes to go in quarter number one. Wayne leads 8-6 here at Murray. 25 to go for a first down. Downard on the right end of the line. Carson on the left. Pitches it back to the left. Carson blocking out in front. Clayton's got a seam. He's down the sideline. He's going. Gone. 35-yard touchdown run for Clayton Kiefer. And that's just two carries on this drive. But thankfully, they backed themselves up with some penalties so Clayton could get some more yards. Appreciate that. Touchdown, Wayne, with 3:51 to go in the first quarter. Lining up on the right side of the field in that mushy, dark, muddy area. Carson, Jesse Wick out to the left. Moore looking right, still looking right, throwing it over the middle, incomplete. The AT attempt brought to you by Copy Plus U.S. Cellular is incomplete. And Wayne leads 14-6. And 14-6 with 3:51 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back with your Chambers Ralph Law Firm kickoff, brought to you by attorneys Roberta Chambers and Destria Ralph, proud charter sponsors of Falcon Football Broadcast now in their fifth year. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Gordon. Stop in and let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurances. Stop in and see what he can do for you, 872-2725. A teed-up football awaits a teed-off Ridge Downard. Bottled up so far has been the Falcon senior. And the kick is end-over-end deep and fielded, and once again fielded just outside the end zone, but the momentum dragged him. He ended up in the end zone. It's a touchback. All right, Barnes brings the play in for the Mustangs. 3:51 to go in first quarter. Wayne leads 14-6 here in Murray. Just a slight breeze from Murray's left to right at my back here, looking from the press box. Again, throwing it long toward Tees. Knocked away by Keaton Nickel. Nicely timed. That should have been a completed pass. And Nickel leaped up and knocked it out of his hands at the perfect time at the apex there. That's a great Western Bank, great play. So from the 15, second and 10, empty backfield. Two receivers each way. Now one in motion. Low snap, trying to run it up the middle. Kyle Andrews grabs him from behind. He's the main tackler there. Barnes on the play. Gets up to the 20. Give him 5. And the third down for Murray, same formation, twins each way, and the low snap again, and this time it's picked up, or fallen on, I guess, and it'll be fourth. They lost pretty much all five that they had just gained. It's about 4th and 10 from just across their own 15. Murray with it. Decker in punt formation. Gets it off. Ridge almost got a piece of it, and Clayton will just let it get. No, fix it up. At the 21, coming this way, slips but keeps his feet. Going on the left side. He is going. Going. Gone. Touchdown, Falcons, brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. Fielded at the 21, slipped at the 26, but kept his feet. Cut back hard to the left. Got around the end, got a couple of blocks. 59-yard touchdown run. That is the third way he has scored this year so far. Fourth if you count PATs. .221 to go in the first quarter. Clayton in motion. Hand off to Carson up the middle. Lunging, diving. It's good. Your Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt by Carson Kiefer is good. And so 22-6 is the score. 2:21 to go in the first quarter. And I guess those aren't rushing yards for Clayton, but he's getting some all-purpose. He's got 5 yards on interception return. He's got 54 on kickoff returns and 59 on that punt return. Clayton Kiefer off to a good start here. 2:21 to go. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. James and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Ridge will start out from the 23 run and another kick. This one is a little shorter, fielded at the 3 by Barnes. Trying it up the right side. Oh, now he's got a little bit of room. Block doesn't help him, and a flag goes down as he gets across the 35. I think that's going to be an illegal block against Murray. Forgive me, it's a hold, and from about the 28, it'll be marked off 10. And from the 19, Murray will start, trailing 22-6 to Wayne. Okay, and Falcons spread out horizontally across the field. No backs with Barnes, and he will roll to his left under some pressure from the Falcons, throwing it and knocked away on a nice play by Carson. Clayton was right in front of number 28, Jack Jones, flag down. They may get Carson on interference. He got there as the ball did, and they will call pass interference.
Pass interference, the ball.
And the ball will be moved somewhere. I think that will come to about the 15 yards from the 19 will be to the 34. And Barnes with Hatfield to his left and flagged down. Waiting on this one. Ball start will back them up 5 of the 15 they just gained.
Hey, Cook, want to remind you that homecoming is the 19th, and we are still thankful and proud of.
So 2:01 to go in the first quarter. Wayne leads 22-6 over Murray. Murray has the ball at their own 29, first and 15. More traditional formation for Murray. Backs behind and Downer trying to put some pressure on. Andrews trying to get there. Baker in on the tackle. Positive yardage for Barnes. Nickel comes up, helps out there. Blade limping slightly back to the huddle, but no way you're getting him off the field. Got a good 4 of it back to the 33. Second down now for Murray. Pitches it back and trying on the right side. Number 28, he's out there around first down yard. He's brought down hard by Clayton and out of bounds near the Falcon 35, but I think that's going to be enough. It is. Twelve-yard pickup to the Falcon 35. One 16 to go in the first quarter with Wayne leading Murray 22-6. Barnes will pitch it back. It's Jones to the near side. Baker and Clayton bring him out of bounds inside the 30 with another pickup for Jones. Call it the Falcon 29. Let's say that's 6. For Jones, leading rusher, receiver, and tackler last week in their 34-0 loss at Humiston to the Mormon Trail Saints. Everybody's packed in tight now for Murray. Pitches it now to the right side is Jones, and he's hit at the 30 and brought down at the 30. Holman and Van Dyne in on that one. Loss of a half yard there from the 30. Third down now, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Wayne leading Murray 22-6. Three touchdowns by Clayton Kiefer. Couple of PATs, two-point PATs good. One on a pass to Downard and one of them on a run by Carson. And Clayton just strips the ball out. He's up and he's going. He's going. He will be gone. Touchdown. Just pulled it out. Flag comes down well after the play. Clayton Kiefer just stripped the ball to 30 and took off 50 yards the other way. That's his third different way to score in this game. Throw in a couple last week. Personal foul against Murray after the play, and the result is a touchdown. So a 50-yard fumble recovery touchdown for Clayton Kiefer with 16 seconds left in quarter number one. Your U.S. Cellular Copy Plus PAT attempt is coming. Play coming in from the sidelines for the Falcons. Holman with it. Moore rallies the troops. They're up to the line. This is going to be close. It's slow developing, getting this play in. Moore will take the snap. Drop straight back. Throw it over the middle. Complete to Keaton Nickel. Two points for the Falcons on the PAT attempt, and they now lead 30-6. And we'll kick off once again. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure the safe and reliable online experience you come to depend upon as a customer. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. The penalty will be assessed, and the ball will be kicked off from the Murray 35. That was beautiful. The Murray running back was starting to go down. Clayton Kiefer just grabbed the ball away, and boom! It was like he was in the starting blocks at a track meet and just shot out of there. And no one was within 15 yards of him when he scored. That might have been a good time for an onside kick, but the Falcons booted through the end zone instead for the touchback. Okay, 36 with 16 seconds to go. Murray has the ball on their own 15. See if the Falcons can finish the quarter right. I wonder who our Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half is going to be. Gee, I don't know. Whistle stops this one. And the flag finally comes out. Well after the whistle. Official couldn't get it out. False start. We'll back Murray up to the 10. .6 to go. Quarter number one. Twin receivers each direction. I imagine this slot back will come back toward the quarterback. He does. Fakes the handoff, and Barnes will run to the right. Oh, he's got a huge hole. And if he can get a block, he's going to be going. But he gets over the 30, over the 35, and tackled near midfield. Tackle made. 7.4 seconds to go out to the 39, so 29-yard first down play there. And from their own 39, Murray will not get another playoff before these 6 seconds tick away. And that'll end your first quarter. Won't have to move it far, about 2 yards. End of quarter number one. Lane 30. Murray, 6. We will tally that up here when we can, but first we're going to let you know that for all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, try Rod's Auto in Cordon. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want and mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto at 610 West Maple Street in Cordon. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod 872-2338, 872-2338. And for those listening outside of the Cordon area, that is area code 641. If you're very far outside of the Cordon area, I don't know if Rod will come that far to fix your flat for you, but you can give him a call. Maybe you will. He's a good guy. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. 12 minutes into the game, Wayne leads 30-6, and they'll trade ends. Wayne will now move from right to left on your computer screen. Again, twin receivers each direction. Back toward the middle is Jones. Fakes the handoff. Barnes will run it up the middle and gets through the line, but brought down there by Carson and Keaton Nickel. Across the 40, got give him 2 yards. So from the Wayne 39 now, same kind of formation. And this time the handoff is to Jones, and slowing him up is Kyle Andrews on the left side, but doesn't bring him down, and he gets out across the 35 before he's brought down by Carson. And to the 34, Jones picks up 5. Jones in motion back to the middle, and Barnes will roll to the right, looking back to the left, and being chased by Downard. It gets away, throws it across the middle. It's complete, and Carson will bring him down around the 20, but it'll be a first down for Murray. Tease, the receiver. Made by number 3, 14-yard pickup. First down for Murray, and knocking on the Falcon goal line. Well, not on the goal line door, but there's the Rod's Auto red zone. Jones in motion, gets the handoff, coming to the right side, has a little bit of room. Tate was coming hard, but I think he's brought down by, I can't tell if that's, I think that's Trent Moore. It could be Trevor Wilson. Last week we had a little bit of mix-up on that kind of thing. Trevor's jersey was pinched up or something. It looked like we had 2 8s on the field. But second down and 4. And shovel pass is complete, and Clayton will get credit for the tackle. Zabe Hatfield. Hatfield, number 21, gets it. It'll be second and 4 from the no gain on the play. And I believe we have a timeout brought to you by Middlebrook Amoco. And a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust. People you can trust would include a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. Great Western Bank helping to make life great. After the measurement, they hadn't moved the yardage stick. It looked like he'd gotten some gain, and he did. They come out with the sticks and they measure it. So he is, it looks like, inside the 10. So that's a first and goal for Murray. And the Falcon defense coming back out. Holman a little late getting out of the field. Low snap. Barnes running it up the middle. Grabbed by Baker. Ball on the turf, but looks like he picked it back up. It'll be second down. 9.5 to go in first quarter. Here, give him a yard. Barnes holding his right leg. So second and goal for Murray from their own 8, 9 minutes to go. Time ticking away. Murray players looking to the sidelines, and no one's coming in. I think they're going to have to blow a timeout here in a second. And they do. Middlebrook Amoco timeout called by Murray. .853 in quarter number 2. Wayne leading 30-6 over Murray here in Murray. If you want a helpful smile in every aisle, the Cordon Hy-Vee is the place to go. They have weekly specials: fresh meat, vegetables, produce, anything you or your family needs. Get it at the Cordon Hy-Vee. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corridor. another charter sponsor of Falcon football broadcast. Falcons coming out looking to apply an Allerton Lumber Company big lumber hit and stop them short. Barnes under center now. A couple backs behind him. I think he's just going to take the snap and pitch it. So he gets a handoff, but the ball's on the turf. Still down. Falcons diving for it. May have it. Wayne is... They have it. Great Western Bank. Great play for the Falcons. Forcing a fumble and picking it up inside their own 10. Can't tell who got that. There were two Falcons diving for it. Tate Van Dyne was in the area, but I don't think he was the one on it. We're going to say that's at the 9. 8:47 to go in the first half. Wayne up 30-6. Hand off to Clayton. Ducks his head, barrels. Who is that getting up slow for Murray? 24. Josh Barber got hit and hit hard by Clayton. Picked up 5. I'll give him 6 after the 15. More with the snap. Flags come down. Stop it. And it's an encroachment or offside against the Murray defense. I think that should give Wayne a first down. They're moving the sticks. That is a Farm Bureau first down. So from their own 20 now, first down for the Falcons. Clayton in the slot. Carson behind Moore. Moore rolling to the right, throwing it short to Clayton, incomplete. Defended by Keys. Second down, Falcons leading 30-6 with under 8 to go in the second quarter here in Murray. Say hi to Kent when you go to Allerton Lumber Company, 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, 873-4124. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Handoff, Clayton trying to get outside. Or it's not Clayton, it's Barnes brings him down. Is Wilson. Give 4 to Wilson on that one. That was a second down play, so it's third and 6. Moore looking to pass, throwing it over the middle, complete under pressure to Downard, and he's across the 30 up to the 34. And that is a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. On a gain of 10. Falcons break huddle with 7 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Quarter number 2, leading 30-6. Oh, and we're going to have a penalty here. 5-yard march up against the Falcons. 5 yards. So from their 29, Falcons leading 30-6. And we'll get you a scoring recap here in just a minute. Clayton Kiefer has scored on a fumble recovery. He has scored on a punt return. And running to the right side. Wow. Falcons out near first down yardage. Is that penalty will be marched off. There's a good run by Wilson to the right side, but it's against the illegal forward pass being called. It'll still be a first down for the Falcons. Keeper has a fumble return, a punt return. Loss of down. So from their own 19 now, it'll be second down. More to pass. Plenty of time throwing it deep over the middle. Oh, knocked away nicely at the last minute. Keaton Nickel was waiting for it, but number 56, Mason Simmons, dives and knocks it away. Otherwise, that was six for the Falcons. From their own 19, it'll be third down. Wayne leading 30-6. Good throw. Would have hit him. A couple of rushing touchdowns, a punt return, and a fumble return for Clayton. Four touchdowns. Rolling to the right, Moore looking, throwing it back over the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. Jones was diving for that and nearly had it, but did not have control as he hit the turf. Tough throw back over the middle, ill-advised, but gets away with it. Fourth and Friday for Wayne from their own 19. Barnes stands at his 26. Downard back to receive the snap. Clean snap, flag down. Lots of whistles, lots of penalties. Oh, why not? Back up five more against Wayne. Fourteen yard line, 6:10 to go, 30-6. Fourth and 30 for the Falcons. Falcons had a first down at their own 34. High punt, lands at the 29, takes a Falcon bounce inside the 15, and fields it. Now running back toward the goal line is a almost limping Barnes. He's hit hard inside the 20, brought down. At the 18. Yard line. Murray will put it in play. 5:53 to go in the second quarter. Middlebrook Auto, proudly been serving the Cordon area for five generations. Stop by and see him on the southeast corner of the Cordon Square, or give him a call at 641-872-2118 for all your tire and automotive needs. Middlebrook Amoco in Cordon. Jones in motion. Barnes with the low snap again. Shovel pass across the middle, and this one read nicely by Downard, tackling him for maybe a one-yard gain to the 19. Hatfield with the catch. Second down, Murray, from their own 19, with Wayne leading 30-6. 5:25 to go in the second quarter here in Murray. First road game for the Falcons. Five scheduled. Low snap again at Barnes' ankles, throwing it over the middle. Incomplete, intended for Decker, number 74. Fisher Decker, not Decker Fisher. That stops the clock with 5:10 to go. Third and long for Murray. Don't forget, Jared Chambers is a licensed real estate agent and auctioneer in Iowa with People's Company. Low snap again. Barnes picks it up. Couple Falcons coming in. He's under pressure, and he's struggling just to hold on to the ball. Sacked by Tate Van Dyne inside the 15. At the 13, a loss of 6. Allen Lumber Company, big stick hit there by Tate Van Dyne. High snap, and it's in the end zone, but he's trying to get it punted, and it's all it hits. The ball was partially blocked, I think, and then hit Ridge Downard, and Murray falls on it, but it's going to be the Falcon football. At the 24 of Murray. Eleven-yard punt. Pitches back to Clayton, running to the left. Has a block. Cuts back up the middle. Going, going, gone. 24-yard first down, touchdown by Clayton Kiefer, brought to you by Chambers Auction Appraisal in Corydon at the 4:16 mark. That's the third rushing touchdown for Clayton. Nine carries, three rushing touchdowns for Clayton Kiefer. And the pitch is back to Wilson, spinning to the left, and flagged down. Is he in the end zone? No call yet. The ball's in the end zone. Waiting for it's a hold against the Falcons is the call. And we will redo the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt, I imagine, because he was in the end zone. So if you take the penalty, don't you get to replay it? He was in the end zone. And now the official's calling Murray. Captain's over. I think Wilson got the ball when he got up. He left the ball right where it was, and it was inside the end zone. Waiting on the officials, but 4:16 to go until half. Well, they're saying, I guess, that Wilson was not in the end zone. Sure looked. I mean, he got straight up, left the ball right where it was, and it was a yard deep in the end zone. In the event, it's 36-6, Wayne. 4:16 to go until half, and Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff is coming up. Falcons... Falcons awaiting the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Downard tees it up. Wayne's going to kick it off. Barnes and Jones deep for Murray. And end over end, bouncing inside the 10, picked up at the 5, and it's Jones, and he's hit. Across the 15, they'll be brought down at the 16. Okay, so from their own 16, Murray now with 4:10 to go. Twin receivers each direction. Nobody back there with Barnes. And the pitch is to Jones, and well defended by the Falcons. He'll be tackled in the backfield. The main tackle there, tackled by Carson, but Kyle Andrews was in there. Blake Baker was in there. It's back at the 13, so loss of three on the play. Second down. Falcons shuffling around. Penalty flag down. False start against Murray. Backs him up five. So from the, that'll put him about the eight. We've got a ruling that the ruling is that Wilson's knee was down prior to being in on the PAT attempt, and Barnes under some pressure, squirts through, gets out to the left side. Now he's got some room across the 20, 25, out near the 30. Nickel and Holman on the tackle. And it'll be marked down to 27, 19. First down for Murray, 3.5 to go. Dropping straight back. Flag down on the play. Pass is incomplete. Carson on the defense. It's a hold, and the flag is sitting at the 20. 7 yards into the backfield, this could be a huge penalty against Murray, but without the penalty, Barnes would have been hit hard by Tate Van Dyne coming in from that right end. Or I guess it was Kyle Andrews. Ball's on the 15. And the snap is clean, and Barnes will throw it out to the near side, complete to Jones. Pushed, but not out of bounds, and still on his feet, well downfield. And a flag down late will come against, I think, keeper Carson Keaton and Tate in on the tackle. Clayton came in at the end, and there, I think they're going to get a late hit on him here. And it'll tack some more on. 3:06 to go on the second quarter clock. Wayne leading 36-6. But Murray on the move, and the ball will be at the Falcon 18. So Murray down by 30, moving the ball thanks to a couple of Falcon penalties and throwing it over the middle. It looks complete. And in the end zone, touchdown, tease. Barnes to tease, jumping up and catching it in the end zone. 18-yard touchdown pass. Murray's on the board. Again, I mean, they already had points, but 2:59 to go. Falcons weren't quite turning in time to defend that. Murray to go for two. Fumbled snap, tries to pitch it back to Jones. He's got the ball, but he'll be short. Copy plus U.S. Cellular PAT, no good. On the board, 2:59 to go. Wayne leads 36-12 now. And Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff will be coming up. This is not quite what we saw the last time we were at this field, but Wayne is certainly putting some points on the board. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. Offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you, 872-2725. You know, with U.S. Cellular, getting connected has never been easier. Now get select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan. Share your data and connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more, save more with connected devices starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular, hello, better. Shared Connect plan required, new two-year agreement, $40 activation fee, and additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Stop in, see Trinity and Shelby at Copy Plus U.S. Cellular, located on the square in Corydon. The short kick is on the ground to the near side, and Downer just covers it up at the 28. So from the 28, the Wayne 28, Wayne has the ball, 2:57 to go, quarter number two. Wayne leads 36 to Murray's 12. Van Dyne at center, Andrews on the right side, Baker left of him. And the fake handoff rolling to the right, Moore throwing it long, intended for Downer, didn't complete. So it'll be second down now for Wayne from their own 28, leading Murray 36-12. Flag, oh, we still got the kicking tee on the field. That's not good. Clayton behind Moore gets the pitch going right. And he's up across the 35 and thrown down. He'll be taken down about the 38. He's out close to a Farm Bureau first down. And it is 10 yards for Clayton, and it's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. .242 to go, .241. Dropping back is Moore, throwing it over the middle. It's complete to Downer. He's fighting to get near the 30. Tackled at the Murray 31. And that's good for 10. And so Moore now, quick pass to Keaton to the on the right side. He's stacked up and he'll go nowhere and they'll blow this one dead. Keaton Nickel getting his pound of flesh out of that one, fighting several Murray defenders, but gets no yards. Oh, correction, give him one. Couple of Farm Bureau first downs, though, for the Falcons. Run the 30, minute 50 to go until halftime. Holman to the near side. Keeper's in the eye behind, and Clayton will get it to the right side. Diving is to the 25. 5 yards for Clayton. Minute and 27 to go. Wayne with their Middlebrook Amoco timeout still. But with Clayton Keefer, you could score on any play, so plenty of time if they manage it right. Moore takes the snap, hands it off. Clayton can't get outside. He's fighting. He did pick up a couple of yards, but they were hard-earned. Be tackled at the 23, I believe. Two for Clayton on the carry. Fourth down with 45 seconds to go. The play is in on the Falcon sideline, or from the Falcon sideline. Dropping straight back is Moore, looking for someone complete to, I think, Carson. He's got a Farm Bureau first down. And it is Carson Keefer. Farm Bureau first down, 21.5 seconds to go, and the Falcons have it at the 12. To go. Wayne leading 36-12. We're going to get you some Thunderbolt app scores. Albia 22, Fairfield 0 in the second quarter. Sheraton 7, Davis County 0 in the second quarter. Pleasantville leads Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 7-0 at half. Hey, Wayne's up 36-12. Go Falcons. North Mahaska and Cardinal tied at 6 at the half. Beacon 24, Sigourney, Keota 0. Valley 7, Iowa City West 0. Knoxville 13, Centerville 0, second quarter. Ottumwa leads Oski 17-0 in the second. Pella 21, Dallas Center 7, second quarter. Moravian English Valleys are scoreless in the first and last report. Twin Cedars 26, Grandview Christian 21 at half. Melcher Dallas leading Guthrie Center 12-0 in the second quarter. Harmony and Tri-County scoreless in the first at last report. Seymour and Ankeny Academy, Ankeny Christian Academy 0 in the first. From the gun, Moore looking to run it up the middle. Jersey is grabbed. He gets inside the 10 or inside the 15. Okay, so it's second down for the Falcons with 15 seconds to go. We have a Middlebrook Amoco timeout. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority for them. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. And coming up on our high D halftime, we'll go through the stats from the first half and give your Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half for the Falcons. Shivers, take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers and then continuous counterflow drying. Keaton Nickel to the left. Kiefer's in the eye. Think each team has a timeout left. Now Carson slid a little bit to the right. Dropping back is Moore, looking to pass. Gets a block. Throws it to Carson. Ruled incomplete. Wasn't sure if he had caught that. Be third down with 10 seconds to go for Wayne. And Moore delivers the play. Keaton to the right. Clayton will go to the right. Keaton to the left. Garson back there with Trent. And now he heads downfield into the end zone. It's high and over the head of Ridge Downard. Incomplete. 5 seconds to go, and it'll be fourth down for the Falcons. So, they're going to be, I think, looking for a pass here. Do you give it to Clayton? 12 yards out, 5 seconds. If he doesn't get it, they're probably not even going to get a snap. It's good to have a back like Clayton Kiefer where running is still an option here. You're 12 yards from the end zone. But Moore will throw. And it'll be to a wide-open Downard at the 5. He's into the end zone, going, gone. Touchdown. Falcons brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. Touchdown with no time on the clock. And the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt upcoming. Jesse Wicks splits out to the left. Keaton Nickel to the right. Carson behind Trent. Trent rolling, throwing, and it is complete to Downard for the 2 points. So that gives Wayne now 44. Murray 12, that's your halftime score. They're ahead of pace. I didn't think I'd see another game like what we saw last season in the playoffs where Wayne put 82 on the board right here on this field, but they've got 44 at half against a Murray team that punched it in twice for 12 points. Wow. Let's see what we have. Okay, we've got for Clayton Kiefer 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 carries in the first half for 10, 21, 23, 32, 67, 73, 97, 107, 114, 12 carries, 114 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns. Emphasis on rush touchdowns because he also had kickoff returns of 33. And 21 yards. Let's see. Yeah, I think I missed a carry for him also. And I think that is the case. So Clayton had a 4-yard touchdown run, touchdown run of 4 to cap the first drive. He started the opening drive off with a 33-yard kick return and had a 4-yard run, a 7-yard run for a Farm Bureau first down, a 6-yard run for a Farm Bureau first down, and a 4-yard touchdown in the first drive. Second drive, he had a 2-yard run, but the drive stalled. Third possession, the Falcons started off with a 5-yard Kiefer run, which we missed. So he's at 119 on 13 carries. see. Double-check your work. Students there at home, pay attention to your homework and double-check it. We're going to triple-check because this one might not over. We did have a run negated by a hold there. And then a 9-yard pickup. And a 35-yard touchdown. Then he had a 59-yard punt return. And then a 50-yard fumble return. And all of that was in the first quarter. Well, not all the yards, but he did have a couple of touchdown runs in the first quarter. And had 10... 21, 23, 32, 67, 73 yards rushing in the first quarter, 78 yards rushing in the first quarter, on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 carries, 9 for 78 yards and 2 TDs, rushing plus 54 yards on kick returns, a 59-yard punt return for a touchdown, and a 50-yard fumble return for a touchdown. So 109 and 54 would be 163 and 119. 282 total yards. Okay, then he had a... second quarter, a 6-yard run. 24-yard touchdown run. A 10-yard Farm Bureau first down run. 5-yard run, 2-yard run. That was his half. So 282 yards all-purpose for Clayton Keeper in the first half. That is your Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half. Scored on 3 rushing attempts, a punt return, and a fumble return. Shivers Manufacturing reminds you to take your grain drying to a higher level with the Shivers Performance System. Know the drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bank continuous flow counter drying. Continuous counter flow drying. Moravia comes to Epperly Field. Rematch from last year on the same, not the same field because Wayne has a new one, but Wayne was the home team last year. Both teams are heading to the sidelines now. We're getting ready to start the second half. Wayne won that homecoming last year 55-0 over Moravia. Moravia much improved this year. And we're still 2 or 3 minutes from kickoff here. Check the Thunderbolt app once again. On my U.S. Cellular Copy Plus smartphone, phone smarter than the operator. And, okay, Thunderbolt app, high school football. Here we go. It's as easy as this. Albia 29, Fairfield 0 in the second quarter. Sherrod 13-0 at half. Pleasantville over Eddyville, Blakesburg 14-0. Wayne's up at half 44-12. North Mahaska 12, Cardinal 6. Deacon 24, Sigourney Keota 8. That's their famous backyard brawl, isn't it? West Des Moines Valley 21, Iowa City West 0. Knoxville 13, Centerville 0. Atumwa 17, Oski 7. Pella 31, Dallas Center 7 at half. Pella Christian 31, Linville Sully 0. And still have Guthrie Center. Guthrie Center 13, Melcher Dallas 12 at half. And Twin Cedars up by 5 at half. we're about a minute 15 away from kicking off this second half. Wayne with a 33-point lead, so not too continuous clock yet. But Great Western Bank in Corydon has been a sponsor of these broadcasts for now in our fifth season, and proud to be in business with them. Home might be your single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. And if you're at home, I hope you picked up your halftime snacks at Hy-Vee Halftime. At the Corydon Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. We're about ready here to start half number two in Murray. Friday Night Lights. Wayne leading 44-12. And Downard has the tee. He'll get ready for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff to start half number two, quarter number three. In game number three, month number 12 between these two teams, all of them right here at Murray. Next year, this is a home-and-home non-district play set up by the state, and they'll flip the schedule next year, and Murray will come to Corydon for the first time in a very long time, if ever. Never have played at Epperly Field at the Sailing Athletic Complex. Downard has it teed on the 30, and we are ready for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. It is end over end, bounces inside the 10, goes out of bounds at the 4, and let's see what Murray chooses to do. It was in the direction of Jones, and I think they're going to back Wayne up for a re-kick. For your construction service and supplies, from small hand tools to lumber, Allerton Lumber Company has what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, 873-4124. Downard now from the 25. Jones and Barnes standing inside their 10. Better boot by Ridge, fielded at the 7. Barnes coming this direction, and he'll be shoved out near the 30. Tackled, I guess, stayed inbound. And it'll be at the 32. So from the 8 to the 32, 24-yard pickup. But from their own 32, Murray has the ball, trailing Wayne 44-12. Barnes from the gun, Jones behind him. Fakes the handoff to him and holds on under pressure. Now cuts forward and dropped by Blade Baker at about the 35. Three, almost four there. From their own 36, let's say, and 11:24 to go. Quarter number three, Wayne up 44-12. Holman comes this way to guard the receiver and slows him up, and now retreating is number 74. Caught the big touchdown pass earlier, running all the way side to side, but it's going to be a 5-yard loss. Back to the 30 is Fisher Decker. Loss of six. Ball sitting right on the 30 now. Third and long. And a bounced snap. And Barnes under pressure and dropped by Tate Van Dyne. Just grabbed his jersey with one hand, did a little dance, and spun him down inside the 25 at the 22. Allert Lumber Company, big stick hit by Tate Van Dyne. First game back. Loss of eight. And the punt is high and will bounce inside the Falcon 30 and straight out of bounds. It'll be placed at the 30 of Wayne. And Wayne will take over there. Leading Murray 44-12, 9:49 to go in the third quarter here in Murray. First road game for the Falcons this year in their white jerseys, so familiar last season. And they hand off misdirection to Carson coming back this way, and Jones read it pretty well. Give Carson a yard. Second down for the Falcons, nine to go. Keaton comes wide left. Moore looks around, takes the snap, hands it off to Clayton up the gut, into the secondary, but tackled around midfield. That's going to be close, but it'll be third down, so 8 yards there. Yards shy of the midfield stripe. And they draw Murray offside. Kyle Andrews fired up over that one. And that'll be a first down for the Falcons. Farm Bureau first down, first one of the second half. So from the Murray 36 now, hand off up the gut. Carson now bouncing it out to the right side. He's going. Tackled inside the five. Didn't think he'd be caught. Zabe Hatfield has some wheels and dove. That'll be another Farm Bureau first down from PAT distance. .34 on the pickup for Carson. Hand off, let him finish it. That a way. Clean play there. Carson just took it right up the middle, got himself a touchdown. Touchdown, Falcons. That time he is going, and gone. Brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal in Corydon. Jared Chambers, a licensed real estate agent and auctioneer in Iowa with People's Company. Check out chambersauction.com or peoplescompany.com. TD with 8:01 to go in third quarter. Wayne 50 for right now. Copy plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt. Moore throwing into the middle, incomplete. And the PAT attempt is incomplete. No good. Holman got hit hard in the ribs. He was exposed on that one. But Falcons lead 50 to 12. Had the numbers right, but my dyslexic friends misguided me on that one. 50 to 12, Wayne. 8:01 to go. Now, that's a 38-point deficit. This will, for the time being, be continuous clock. 8-yard. Eight-yard carry on the one attempt by Clayton on that one, but Carson did the damage with the last 36 yards. Got the first yard of the drive in the last 36. Ridge Downard with your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Falcons leading 50-12 with 8:01 to go in the third. Don't forget Middlebrook Amoco. Five generations in the Cordon area, 872-2118 on the southeast corner of the Cordon Square. All your tire and automotive needs. It's low. It will be fielded at the 6, and coming up the middle to the 27 or 8 is Jones. Jones on the... return 7.5 minutes to go. From the 28, pitches back to Jones, and he is coming right, cutting back left, and now he's got a lot of room out near midfield. Keaton makes a diving tackle deep in the secondary, but that'll be a first down for Murray at their own 39. Under 7 now in the third. Barnes under pressure from Kyle Andrews, and he throws it. That's going to be intentional grounding or a fumble. Kyle Andrews in there for the Falcons. Gets credit for the sack. Just bull rushed in there and dropped him at the 32. 7-yard loss. Now again, the Falcon line getting some pressure, and Shea Holman times it nicely and knocks it away. Fisher Decker, the intended receiver, but knocked away by Shea Holman. Falcon defense stepping it up here in the second half. .545 right now to go. And a bobbled snap, but Barnes will throw it long. Intended for Decker. Complete. Holman grabs him from behind, but that'll be a Murray first down. And he'll be tackled in deep in Falcon territory around the 20. So they are in the Rod's Auto red zone down on the Falcon end of the field, that muddy end, and the ball is fumbled again on the snap, but picked up, tossed to Jones, and tackled from behind nicely by Clayton. Loss on the play, I think. Lost back to the 21. And 4.5 to go in the third. Jones in motion. Barnes throws it over the middle, going deep, and it's incomplete toward the end zone. It'll be third down for the Falcon defense here. Let's see if they can hold. It's a 38-point lead, so if Murray can score a touchdown, we'll go back to regular clock until the next Falcon score. Now a tight formation for Murray. And Barnes on the bootleg, flag down. Barnes is running tackled open field nicely by Shea Homan, but it'll be a hold against Murray. That'll bring that one back. Flag is at the 26, which the line of scrimmage was the 21. Officials conferring. The play got down inside the 20, inside the 15. Ball comes back to the 35 after the hold. Now it'll be third and longer for Murray. 3.5 to go. Wayne leading 50-12. Dropping back. New quarterback, and he passes it. Underthrows it. Oh, incomplete in the direction of Clayton. And Tease actually played defender on that one. That was a new quarterback for Murray, number 8, Bryce Keller, sophomore, 6'4", 185. And it's fourth down for the Falcons inside 3 minutes. Decker gets the snap and punts it. It's high but short, and angling over to the Falcon sidelines, it'll be past the 20. Line. Wayne's 25 now. So from their own 25, Wayne breaks the huddle. Clayton splits out to the left. Carson, the only back behind Trent. Keaton out to the left. Straight back is Moore. Pressure. He throws it up high. Clayton has to come back for it. And it bounces off Clayton and is intercepted by Jones and a flag down at the end of the play. It could be a defensive pass interference, which would take away the interception, I think. It is pass interference. It is against Murray, so that will help Wayne retain possession. They'll get 10 yards from the line of scrimmage, I believe. Line of scrimmage was the 25. The ball was underthrown. Clayton noticed that, came back. Jones was there, but made contact with Clayton and caused the ball to bounce up in the air, and then Jones caught it. But the penalty will bring it out to the, oh, it's a 15-yard penalty to the midfield stripe. From midfield now with 1:45 to go in the third quarter, Wayne leading 50-12, having the ball, Moore rolling to the right, throwing it deep. It's going to be for Clayton, but over his head, incomplete. Second down, Lane from the 40 with 1:25 to go, leading 50-12. Lane breaks the huddle, and there's about a minute left in the quarter when this snap will occur. Quick handoff to Carson coming this way. Oh, nice move. Breaks and spins across the 20 or the 30, inside the 25 to the 24. 16-yard pickup. Carson doing some damage here in the third quarter. That is a Farm Bureau first down with 33 seconds left and counting. Oh, ball's on the turf. Moore picks it up. He'll get a yard or so out of that, but more importantly, kept possession, and that should end the third quarter. He got almost two out of that to the 22. Third quarter score, 50-12 in favor of the Falcons. And let's check our Thunderbolt app for some updated scores if we can get them. This game's starting to fly by quickly. Grandview 36, Twin Cedars 26 in the third quarter. Guthrie Stenner still have that one at halftime, 13-12, but Twin Cedars now trailing Grandview Christian, 36-26 in the third quarter. And wondering if we can get a Mormon Trail score. They are Ankeny Christian now leading Seymour 45-14. Let's see what we got on the who we got playing where. Fourth quarter will begin with the Falcons. Moore on an option play, pitches it back. Clayton cuts it inside, tries to hurdle a player, and is going to be tackled. From the 24, he got inside the 20. Oh, I'm sorry. He got all the way down to the 15. Moore on the quarterback keeper up the middle. He'd be brought down, but I think he's going to have a first down yard. And ball is now just inside the 10. And it's in the Rodzado red zone. Farm Bureau first down, first and goal for the Falcons. Carson shifts himself back inside, running to the left. He's going to be inside the 5. Just inside the 5, it looks like. So 5 for Carson. Second and goal, Wayne, 10-20 and counting to go. And it's Wilson up the middle, going, gone. Touchdown for Trevor Wilson with 10:07 to go. And that puts Wayne up 56-12 pending the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt. And Ridge will try kicking it. Trent Moore will hold. Snap is good enough, and the kick is high enough, but a little bit left. Wide left. So the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt by Ridge Downer, no good. Falcons, with 10:07 to go in the fourth quarter, lead Murray 56-12. We've got a little sibling rivalry going for the Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game coming up later on as Carson Kiefer asserting himself quite a bit here in the fourth, third and fourth quarters. And Trevor Wilson with that 5-yard touchdown run there. Get connected with U.S. Cellular. It's never been easier. Get select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan. Share your data with connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more, save more with connected devices starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular, hello, better. Share Connect plan required. New 2-year agreement, $40 activation fee, and additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Stop in, see Trinity and Shelby at Copy Plus U.S. Cellular, located on the square in Corridor. Downard with it teed up at the 30. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff with 10:07 to go in the fourth. The kick is toward the goal line, goes in for a touchback. So Murray from their own 15 now after Wayne defense stiffened up there at the end of that last drive for Murray. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what John can do for you. 872-2725. Jones in motion. And Barnes throwing it deep over the middle, over the head of number 74. That's Decker. Incomplete, but play like that is all or nothing because it takes a long time to run the ball back to the line of scrimmage and the clock's still running. So second and 10 for Murray. Handoff up the middle, stacked up by the Falcons. It'll be a gain, but not a 10-yard gain. Gain of about 5 to the 20. Clayton on the tackle. First pack Falcon in on that one. Troy Arnold in on the right side of the defensive line. Handoff up the middle, and Nick Matley's in on that one. McIntosh on the carry. Baker in on the tackle as well. And that'll be a first down for Murray. A couple of 5-yard pickups. Murray has it at their own 25, trailing Wayne 56-12 with 8:20 now to go in the game. Again up the middle, and Arnold gets a hit. Nickel in on that one. Carson in on that one. Pickup of four, second and six. So on the 29, Murray, hand off to the near side, grabbed right away in the backfield. Trying to see who that was. Hunter Bennett, I think, was the first Falcon to wrap him up and held on long enough for help from several other Falcons. It'll be third down. Dropping back, number eight, the quarterback, throw a wobbler over the middle. Oh, incomplete. Broken up by Dakota Lovett. Got his hands on it. Could have been a pick. And it'll be fourth down for Murray from their own 31. About four to go for a first down. Under seven to go. Wayne leads 56-12. And the ball is dropped, and heading up to the far side, he's going to have a first down, knocked out of bounds by Matley. But, scuffle on the far side between, it's just a trip, I guess. A couple of Murray players. Saw a big pile up. Got excited. So not really a fake punt, but a bad snap, and he just took off with it, got the first down out to the 38. That's the first down for Murray. And pass is incomplete to the near side. Lovett nearest Falcon to it. Matley over in the area. Incomplete pass, 5:38 counting in the fourth. Wayne up 56-12. Bryce Keller, the Murray quarterback, ball's on the turf, still on the turf, and I think the Murray back had his quarterback's back and fell on it. McIntosh with the cover. For Murray, fortuitous for them. That would have been Wayne ball deep. It's at about their own 35. Hand off up the middle, not much there. Interior line of the Falcons. Is that Matt Bellin, 63? I believe it was. Got in on that one. Good to see the freshman making a contribution. Also have Isaiah Bradford out there. This time, Murray will punt. And Lovett fields it at the 16. Gets out to the 22. So Lovett with the 6-yard punt return to the 22 Falcon ball with 4:07 to go and a timeout being called by Wayne and brought to you by Middlebrook Amoco in Corydon. Falcons look to have this one secure and trying out some plays, getting some people in the game, some snaps. Nobody has appeared hurt tonight, which is a great thing. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, secure. security for your online banking. And for all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Odds Rod to Auto in Corydon. Rod can get you new tires, mount them, balance them, or fix flats for you. Rod's Auto, 610 West Maple in Corydon, 872-2338. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Blake Moore now, the Falcon quarterback, hands it to the first back through, who keeps fighting. It's Matley, I believe. He's out over the 25. Under four to go. Five-yard pickup for Nick. From Wayne Zone 27. Love it out to the right. Steps up to the line. Hand off. It's to the 30. Can't tell yet who the carrier was. Falcons coming on and off the field. Get these JV players in there. Want to get their names, give them the credit they deserve. The run got out to the 30. Third down now, Wayne. Second back through, gets the ball, and still driving and fighting, and first down yardage. Stetson Baker. Nice run, making his brother proud. And at the 38, eight-yard pickup for Stetson, and a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Chase Coates out wide to the right. Blake hands it off and up to midfield. Ben Saunders on the carry. Ben gets two. And Wayne keeps the ball moving and the clock running at 1:45 to go. Matt Bellin anchoring the right side of the Falcon line. Ryan McConaughey at center. Stetson on the carry out to the left side. Brought down by Barnes. No. James Cook on the tackle. But Stetson gets it to the 31, 9-yard pickup. And that's a Farm Bureau first down for Wayne as we near the minute mark of the game. Caleb Pounds in on the offensive line, running to the near sideline and pushed out of bounds. I think that's Baker again. Stetson gets only one that time. 35 and counting to go in the game. Should be perhaps the last play for the Falcons. Coming out to the right is Brady Hackney. Handoff is to Matley, running off the left tackle, and he'll get five. And with 5-4-3-2-1, your final score from Murray, Wayne, 56, Murray, 12. So a victory for the Falcons here in Murray. And we will
tweet out a picture of the scoreboard if we can get it up there before they... Oops. Follow us at Lane_Falcons.
Drive safely on the way home tonight.